Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrne, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrne Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed.
Beginning of this year, the H3N2 virus, responsible for the canine influenza outbreak in the Chicago area and the Midwest, jumped to cats. In dogs, the virus was highly contagious and forced the shutdown of shelters, dog parks, doggy daycares, kennels, and other locations or activities where dogs were likely to congregate. Initially, it was believed that the influenza virus was a variation on the virus that struck in the South and on the East Coast. But it turns out this is a different virus. It's a virus never seen in the United States before. It's a virus that's found in street dogs in South Korea, China, Thailand, and other parts of Asia. So the question becomes, how did the virus get over here? It doesn't seem to be a question that's bothering many people in this country. But it is bothering researchers in South Korea who have studied this virus for years. In the United States, there were at least 1,000 dogs who were affected by the virus. Some of them died. The majority, however, did recover. And presumably, the 1,000 that were noted are those that were sick enough to require veterinary treatment. According to studies done in South Korea, the disease in cats is more problematic. Statistically, the virus has a 100% morbidity rate and a 40% mortality rate. Morbidity means that the animals are too sick to function normally. Everybody knows what mortality means. It means they die. But what concerns the South Korean scientists much more is that this virus in free-roaming animals will be transmitted to companion animals, and then the virus will mutate again and be transmitted to humans. Typically, the viruses that show up in our flu vaccines are viruses that have jumped from avians of some sort to pigs to humans. This occurs because impoverished people live in close contact with their animals. In some cases, the farm animals may live on the ground floor and the humans live on the floor above. Now we have another possibility. Think about how many people sleep with their dogs and cats. And even if they don't sleep with them, they're in their laps. They take them everywhere. Once again, we're faced with a reality that most in this country seem to want to ignore. We're not just transporting animals. We're transporting four-legged, fur-covered ecosystems made up of the animal as we perceive the animal, as well as that animal's population of bacteria, viruses, parasites, whatever. While there is some screening being done, we can only test for what we know. And even if we do know, we can only test if the tests are available and, sad to say, cost-effective. Currently, we're transporting thousands of these ecosystems all over the country and from all over the world. Unfortunately, the way the healthcare system is set up in this country, it's doubtful that anyone is going to pay any attention until one of these viruses mutates and affects humans. And when and if that happens, and I certainly hope our luck holds out and it never does, things are going to get messy. If you follow the news stories about diseases that are transmitted from animals to humans, you know that the standard response is to kill the animals. So I'd like to see a little bit more discussion about this, a little more of an ecological approach, if you will. For now, let's just hope and pray that we're lucky, that we dodged the bullet.
You've been been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Katova Arts, www.katova.com.